It's 7 o'clock.
And I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, the fallout from a wild spring storm. Heavy rains, dozens of lightning strikes, and treacherous driving conditions have marked the afternoon across the Bay Area. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns is live at the update desk with the latest on this unusual weather. Carolyn? Apparently we do not have Carolyn, but I can tell you the hardest hit areas were in the Santa Clara Valley and San Jose between 3 and 5 o'clock this afternoon, where most areas received over a half an inch of rain. Bob Benjamin is with the National Weather Service in Monterey. He says that right now everything is pretty much winding down.
The South Bay was probably the last area with any heavy rains. And then that's now probably gone down to just some light, isolated showers. Most everything that was over in the East Bay has now moved over into the Central Valley.
Now, Benjamin says the culprit was an unsettled air mass from the Gulf of Alaska. He says we still have some chances of a few light showers tonight. But it should be gone by tomorrow. Cooler than normal temperatures in the 60s will dominate the weekend. Well, one of those lightning bolts hit the Stanford campus. It happened just after the noon hour near the Red Barn Equestrian Center. One person nearby reports a bright flash, a palm tree absorbing that strike.
We need to do more to protect our communities.
At the state capitol in Sacramento, that controversial vaccination bill is one step closer to becoming law. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
Democratic Senator Richard Pan of Sacramento is one of the sponsors of the bill.
The science is clear. Vaccinations are safe and efficacious. It is now our job to vote yes on SB 277 to keep Californians safe.
Then came the vote.
Aye, Lotta. Aye, Leno.
The bill passed the Senate overwhelmingly. The measure would require all children in the state to get vaccinated before entering kindergarten. It does away with personal belief exemptions. Many parents have been using that to opt out of having to get their kids vaccinated. The bill now goes to the Assembly, where it's expected to face tougher scrutiny.
Attempted murder of a police officer. That's the charge facing a 24-year-old Tracy man after he allegedly shot at a Livermore police officer this morning. The unidentified officer not hit, a 25-year-old woman, also from Tracy, was arrested on charges of reckless discharge of a firearm. A new contract and a pay raise for teachers in Oakland. The union's 2,400 members reached a tentative deal that will net them an 8% increase in pay and a reduction in teacher-student and counselor-student ratios. The deal could be ratified in a couple of weeks.
They can get as much as $2,000, $800, $600. That's a lot of money when you're at the bottom.
Governor Jerry Brown's new budget includes tax breaks for California's poorest residents. The May revise had more money than expected, pushing the state spending plan to a record $115 billion. There's also a two-year tuition freeze for UC students. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Higher than expected revenues will mostly go towards K-12 and community colleges, but there's also a new tax credit to keep more money in the pockets of the state's poorest families.
It doesn't have any particular bureaucracy or complexity. It's just a straight deliverance of funding.
There will be a sliding scale based on wages and how many kids there are, and this is a nod to some Democratic colleagues who have criticized the governor for not doing enough for the poor.
I think we manage well, but we're going to have tight budgets over the next couple of years. You see, there are deficits that are possible.
Another drone incident at the White House to tell you about. The Secret Service has detained a man who witnesses say tried to fly the device over the White House. President Barack Obama, not there at the time. He's hosting a Camp David summit for Persian Gulf nations. And now to that deadly Amtrak accident in Philadelphia. The speed of the train was recorded by a camera on the front of the locomotive. NTSB investigator Robert Zumwalt says the train accelerated from 70 miles an hour to more than 100 miles an hour just a minute before the crash.
It would certainly be an abnormal situation, and we're going to explore that possibility. Is there any way that this train could have accelerated without engineer input? We'll certainly look at that.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. In Emeryville, eastbound 80 at Powell, you got a three-vehicle accident there blocking the carpool lane. They are getting this cleared, though. Traffic is jammed back to the tolls and to San Pablo Avenue on 580 eastbound. While we're there, westbound 80 across the Bay Bridge is still bumper-to-bumper all the way to the Skyway and to 101 on the Skyway. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge, an accident reported at midspan. Don't have lane details on that one, but it's got traffic heavy in pockets back to the Bayshore Freeway. Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, 237 eastbound at Great America Parkway. It's a fender bender there on the right shoulder. That's got you stop and go back to Lawrence Expressway. Your Northern California Honda dealers' race to save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, as we noted, heavy rains across the Bay Area. Hang on to that umbrella, though, because there could be more rain tomorrow morning. And keep your snow chains handy. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Snow will continue to fall in the Sierra Nevada, where winter storm warning remains up until 5 p.m. tomorrow night. Make sure you have your chains if you're heading up to Tahoe. Additional 3 to 6 inches of snow expected, possibly higher. And here in the Bay Area, scattered showers with a thunder possibility remains in the forecast through tonight.
Coming up next, the Drex Radio Show. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go for a Thursday. We're almost there. 8 more days until the Memorial Day weekend. I know everybody's counting that down. 38 more days until Father's Day. Yes, don't forget about Dad. And then 51 more days until Independence Day, which, by the way, will be celebrated on Friday, July 3rd.
No, it won't. It'll be celebrated on the 4th like it is every year.
I'm talking about your day off.
No. You get a free day on Friday the 3rd.
That's right. Yes, that's the one. That's the only one anybody cares about.
It's so weird they call it 4th of July and we're celebrating it on the 3rd, according to Drex.
Oh, my God, Heather. Well, you know what? I'm sure that will be a best of show. And why do I think you'll be celebrating that day? Because you won't be sitting here on the 3rd.
I won't?
No, I don't think so. So, some random facts for this Thursday, the 14th. Oh, is today our last palindrome?
Yes.
Ooh.
For a while.
5-14-15. Same thing backwards.
Until 15, what? 14, I guess 5. June next year. Is there one that would happen in between? Oh, my God. Here's some good stuff.
You know, we drink coffee that's a couple days old, and I don't have a problem with it. We discussed this. I know you're horrified. We make a pot of coffee and you could sit there and we just microwave it the next day too.
What?
Yes. But apparently that is a bad idea. Coffee loses 70% of its flavor within 2 minutes of being brewed. Within 2 minutes.
Oh my God, you did not say that.
Oh, I've drank 3-day-old coffee.
Oh my God.
To me, the people
of San Francisco are going to riot out in front of the building and tear you limb from limb.
Are they going to go all pizza on me?
People like you should not be allowed to exist.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so sorry. Maxwell House told me I can.
That is crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's still the Mr. Coffee with the Maxwell House coffee, and it sits in the pot until it's gone.
Remember, I just microwave it
for a minute. I can't be the only person.
Wow.
I mean, I drink it
no
black.
No one else would admit to such a foul.
Really? I mean, I drink it for the caffeine. I mean, and...
Weren't we together yesterday and we went by a Pete's truck, and I forget where it was. Was it Union Square? And there was a line.
I know.
That's extreme for me, because I can't believe people wait in these long lines for Blue Bottle and whatnot. Yeah, but there's always some place right nearby that has no line. I will not wait in line for food, folks.
Guess where? Right in the kitchen, mm-hmm. where you hit the pump and it comes out. And that stuff's in there from this morning. I just drank some. It's fine with me. Ugh. Oh, okay.
I just make fresh. I mean, we have good coffee at the station.
Here's why the second fact is good for you. The VI in Vicodin comes from the Roman numeral 6 because Vicodin is 6 times stronger than codeine.
Nice.
Nice to know.
I thought it was 6 for sexy because that's how it makes me feel.
Most of the indoor scenes of the Game of Thrones are filmed in a studio in Northern Ireland that used to be a factory where the Titanic was made.
The boat or the movie?
The boat. The boat. Cyber stalking is now more common than regular in-person stalking. And how fun is this? The theme for Friends was originally going to be Shiny Happy People by R.E.M.
Oh, my God. But they wait. Let's back up to how lazy stalkers have gotten. She's pretty hot, but I don't feel like getting off the couch. So why don't I just Google her to death?
But here's what's crazy about the Friends was originally going to be Shiny Happy People. R.E.M. wouldn't give them the rights. They said no. They thought it would be a flash in the pan.
Oh, the show itself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's really ironic because I could see where they'd be like, no, you don't understand the song if you want to use it that way.
Yes. What is his name?
Michael Stipe.
Michael Stipe. Yes, I can see him thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, coming to that conclusion.
Unless, well, anyway.
That line of thinking. Our attention span is now shorter than a goldfish. How long is it?
Wait, what?
Exactly. Never mind.
What were we talking about?
I forget. It's 8 seconds. 8 seconds.
Mm. Mine's 4.
So now, Chip Franklin, if you're listening from the Midday Show, when he came in, he says, you know, guys, I see you do all this show prep. I said, this is the 10-second attention span. And I said, oh, hold on a second. I have a story here. No, it's actually the 8-second attention span. That's why we roar through stories.
Because we know we got to keep you excited.
Right. Yeah. 8 seconds. That's just
okay,
amazing.
Next story. We can only do one story every 8 seconds.
Well, we see now that news is reduced to 140 characters and conversations are considered to be, well, emojis can be a conversation. And this is affecting the way people see and interact with the world.
Wow. You know, I think I'm really, really, you know, a victim of all that because sometimes I'm just like, get to the point.
And your face turns red.
To like regular people who are just trying to tell you everything about something, but you're like, can you bottom line this for me?
And now to your attention span once again. Wearing red makes you look pissed. So don't do it, especially if you're a guy. If you're a woman, you can pull it off. If you are a man, you should never wear a red shirt to work.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'd have to disagree, but.
Yep. Well,
it's just used in a lot of uniforms. I could see where you could say it's aggressive.
Yes,
but pissed,
exactly.
That's a little far.
Angry and aggressive, especially on men. Again, this does not apply to women.
Oh, okay, because the lady in red is so happy to be dancing with you.
Attention span. And would you rather give up your internet connection or a finger?
Oh,
by the way,
God.
It's one or the other.
Do I get to pick the finger?
Everybody's looking at me now in the newsroom. Which one? Well, our livelihoods depend on it, so I guess I'd have to give up the finger.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Okay. Karen, our board operator, saying finger. Yeah, probably. Everybody's picking their pinky. No, it's the F-U finger. You have to take that one.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just saying.
I need that one a lot.
I know. Yes. Oh, my God. I have to tell you, this is so crazy. When we leave the building, people do not behave themselves on the roads where we are. And we were getting ready to cross the street. And this is just where an accident was a few weeks ago. And this happened the other night. This is so much fun. And we have the white go ahead and walk. We start walking. And this guy comes roaring at us. And
honking,
he was slamming on his horn, and it was clearly red for an extended period of time, at least 3 or 4 seconds. And Heather went Hulk.
I don't even remember
incredible.
When I Hulk out.
It's amazing. No, I don't think you do know.
What did I?
So anyway.
I just yelled at him, and I used the F word.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. Well, then the other
these
night...
These people need to be scolded or this behavior will continue.
When the woman turned right on the going around the corner, you said, oh, look at that B word. Oh, just go ahead, make an illegal turn, you stupid ass. At the top of her lungs. Welcome to San Francisco,
everybody.
She was
late to valet her car at the battery. I don't know.
Okay, so would you rather give up your internet connection or your finger? Let's see.
I mean, my internet connection actually kind of annoys me, so I could see getting rid of it.
30% went for the finger.
Would I get a discount on manicures if I had one less finger?
Only 46% of the people in the survey said they'd definitely get rid of their internet access. 25% were undecided. So, you know, people, and by the way, it would only be the pinky. People would only give up the pinky.
60%.
Pretty much.
Okay. So more than not, but it wasn't totally.
But, you know, everybody, your first instinct is to say, well, this is just absolutely insane. All right.
Exactly.
Do you think this is insane?
Here we go.
You want to save your marriage? It's time to have an affair. And we actually have
some pros.
We have professionals.
Perhaps they can walk you through it if you're thinking about it.
Michael and Barbara Foster. They've been married happily for over 40 years.
Oh, look, Nikki and Brett are calling us. Oh, whoops, I wasn't supposed to say it was really them. I think they were going to disguise
their voices.
They
didn't want anything to do with that. They were all over the attention span, okay? 8 seconds. All right, we'll get to that coming up next and a whole lot more. Big, big shoe on the Drex Radio Shoe. On KGOA 10, let's check in with Lee Graham and the Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. We'll take a look in Emeryville again. An accident just before Powell Street is all but gone, but jam-ups remain on 580 eastbound back to Market Street, and you're still jammed on 80 eastbound back to the tolls. In Union City, northbound 880 at Industrial Parkway, there's a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder, but it still has traffic heavy in pockets back to Alvarado Boulevard. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge, an accident there at about midspan. They've cleared that, so now you only have minor slowdowns across the bridge. Northbound 101 on the approach to 92 is still heavy, back to about Whipple Avenue. And in Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, good news, 237 eastbound at Great America Parkway, that accident cleared. Traffic only stop and go between Lawrence Expressway and Zanker. The Toyota Time Memorial Day sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, plus $2,000 bonus cash on any Prius, Liftback, Prius C, or Prius V. Don't miss out. Visit your Toyota dealer today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Oh. Hi, I'm Richard Russell of Russell's Furniture, and after 50 years on the El Camino, we've moved. It's Memorial Holiday Sale time. We've got incredible savings on better-end home furnishings. It all happens at Russell's Furniture, 2600 Lafayette, Santa Clara.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
That's so much fun. Boy. And later in the hour, we're going to talk about, you know, something just like that. You know, McDreamy got run over by a truck in Grey's Anatomy, and everybody wondered, oh, my God, why did they do that to him? How could you kill McDreamy? Well, Ellen Pompeo apparently had something to do with that, accusing him of hooking up inappropriately with some young person who was working on the set and got together with Shonda Rhimes, and they had no patience for that. So that's why he was run over by a truck, allegedly, very quickly. Be careful what you be doozing. Speaking of which, let's welcome our guest because I can't wait to talk to him. Michael, do we have Michael and Barbara?
Yes, we do.
Oh, hi. Good evening, Michael and Barbara Foster.
Hi, Drex and Heather.
Hey.
All right. So now we're going to talk about an open relationship that couples can survive after decades by having an affair and actually making the marriage stronger.
Well, we've done it.
So who did it first? Or did you both decide to do it at the same
time? We got married very young. You know, we're each about 20, and we had very traditional backgrounds. And by that time, we were both in grad schools of different types. And, you know, it was all the usual upper middle class sort of thing. And after a few years, we got curious. We had no... I don't even want to say sexual experience, but other than with each other, no romantic experience. And so we began to look for it.
That's great. So let me ask you, were you guys kind of sort of best friends before you got married?
No.
Oh, you
no,
were?
We met on the beach at Provincetown and fell in love immediately and got married very quickly. So it wasn't.
He was an escapee from Harvard Law School.
And yeah, exactly.
I was an escapee from Philadelphia. Yeah. Need we say more?
No. Yes, I escaped from Philadelphia, but not so much from Harvard. Maybe Temple, perhaps, but nonetheless. There you go. So would an open marriage work for everyone, do you think? Because I'm sure a lot of people are horrified at this chat.
No way. No, it's got to work for you as a couple, and you've got to decide what you want to do, what the parameters are. And open means anything's possible, from murder to cooperation.
Well, look, I tell you what I think never works and is very popular, and that's cheating. You know, there are websites especially for cheating partners, and they get millions of hits. And so it's got to be popular, but you get caught sooner or later, I think, possibly even subconsciously, and it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, I know what websites you're talking about, and they seem to be popular. And
do you, Drex? No, really?
Well, yes, I do, because I hear the commercials.
Come on now. I'm shaking the finger.
Well, I'm not. You know, I'm in a monogamous kind of, monogamous, non-committed relationship. I don't know how you would put that.
Monogamous, kind of.
So no. I love the person I'm with, but we still never got married. So it's perfect for California. It's a California kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are not getting officially married. I mean, the change in the marital structures and the romantic sexual relationships is just mind bending. The last decade or so. Think about the whole gay marriage thing. My God.
Look at my Facebook page, Prof. Barbara Foster, and you see there's three of us. So we're in a non-conventional relationship, too. And we've been three for many years.
And also, your latest book is Confessions of Librarian, A Memoir of Loves.
That's right.
Yeah, this is really, she's the one who really told the inside story of how she felt and what she did. And we did a history of the menage a trois called Three in Love, which was published in the late 90s and caused quite a sensation. But it's not us. It's a history. She's the first one that to come out of the closet and talk about. And she had a... For many, many years, she was a professor at CUNY, a City University of New York, and she had to put on a certain librarian face and act that she was the women's studies librarian. And now she gets to tell the real truth.
He calls it a librarian, but basically I sat there and I wrote romantic poetry. Mm-hmm. And I would sort of drool over it and wish that it was actually the truth. But I would sit there and I'd write erotic poetry. And then one day I decided to go out and live it. And that's what I did for quite a number of years, traveled and gathered information for my book, Confessions of a Librarian. And they're erotic confessions.
Oh, well, I can't
nice.
Wait. We've got to take a break for the news, but when we come back, I want to find out about the jealousy thing, because I think that, you know, it definitely can come into play real quickly. And I know that the morality police, the sirens are already going off. 808-0810. Yes, would an open marriage work for you? Would it be okay? And by the way, for those of you who have done it, we'll talk about this on the other side. I do believe that it can make a marriage stronger, even if there was an affair and the other person didn't know about it. Because sometimes, you know, it guilts them into, oh, I don't want to miss out on what I really had.
Yeah, they go, the grass wasn't so green
right,
on the other side.
Exactly. We'll discuss in a second. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over 2 decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
We are talking with Michael and Barbara Foster, who believes that affairs can make a marriage stronger. Now we're getting questions like, oh, well, what about children? And we'll find out on the other side. First, let's check in. And by the way, you can call us 808-0810 if you have a comment or you want to weigh in. Let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Well, our top story at the bottom of the hour.
From about 3 till 5, they received well over a half an inch in most areas down there.
Weathering the kind of storm the Bay Area rarely sees. That's how much rain fell in the South Bay in just a two-hour window. The storm also delivered dozens of lightning strikes. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns is live at the update desk with what we're seeing at this hour. Carolyn?
Well, John, let's just say that commuters in the South Bay were lucky that the really heavy rain stopped before the high of the evening rush hour. Bob Benjamin with the National Weather Service's San Jose and the Santa Clara Valley received the worst of it.
For a period from about 3 till 5, they received well over a half an inch in most areas down there. Downtown city center had 7/10 of an inch, over a half an inch at Moffett Field, and almost a half an inch at the airport.
Benjamin says most of the showers lingering in Contra Costa and Alameda counties are moving off into the Central Valley right now. There may be a few showers that pop up, but he said to also expect cooler than normal temperatures throughout the weekend. I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
A bizarre case of child sex abuse in Roanoke Park involving a 45-year-old man and the 12-year-old daughter of his ex-girlfriend. Her mother tells Santa Rosa police Hector Farias was like a father to her daughter, and she agreed to let him pick her up from school on Tuesday. The 12-year-old says she was sexually assaulted after Farias allegedly gave her a drink laced with something and that it appeared there were other girls at the home being held against their will. Investigators, though, found no one else inside the home.
Deals. And Barnes hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here.
Well, Barry Bonds is again making a lot of noise after an appeals court overturned his obstruction of justice conviction. Here's KGO 810's Mark Richards.
Bonds is reportedly charging team owners with collusion to keep him out of baseball after 2007. This after he faced charges of obstructing justice in the Belco steroid case.
He has a tough case.
That's sports agent and lawyer Lee Steinberg telling KGO Bonds has several hurdles he needs to clear, including finding
outright communication between teams saying, don't sign this player for X, Y, or Z reason.
The grievance hearing, according to reports from the San Francisco Chronicle, took place last month. If the arbitrator ruled against Bonds.
A player needs to exhaust his grievance rights prior to being able to file a lawsuit.
And that could be next.
The state legislature is moving full steam ahead on a relief package for 13,000 students abandoned by for-profit Corinthian colleges. A bill approved in the state assembly today would waive fees at community colleges for students affected and provide money to the colleges to help those students transfer and enroll in new programs. Corinthian abruptly closed the last of its 100 campuses last month after the U.S. Department of Education fined the company $30 million for misrepresentation. And now to short attention span theater. Well, it's not a show, but it could be because more and more people, it seems, are failing the goldfish test. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley explains.
Pretty little goldfish.
The average goldfish can concentrate for 9 seconds. According to a new Microsoft marketing study, we've sunk to a new low of only 8 seconds, down from 12 seconds a decade ago.
Wow.
Not surprised at all. Especially with this phone in my face.
That's right. It seems our long-term focus is eroding because of increasing digital consumption.
Boom, boom, boom.
44% of the survey respondents said they struggle now to focus on tasks, but some think our sinking attention span is adaptive. Short bursts of attention could be a survival skill.
You got to love the spin, don't you? Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shakalaka fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
This May, cross a dazzling showstopper off your classical music bucket list at the San Francisco Symphony. Experience Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, May 27th through the 31st, led by internationally renowned conductor Charles Dutoit. With its unforgettable opening, the popular Pictures at an Exhibition is a colorful collection of vivid orchestral scenes, plus cellist Gauthier Capuçon performs Elgar's gorgeous cello concerto. Great seats are still available. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. Back to Emeryville. Things are getting better. Eastbound 80 at Powell, that three-vehicle accident is just about gone. Traffic is moving much better and only minor delays now. Back to Market Street on 580 eastbound. At Bay Bridge, traffic is getting better, too. The upper deck still stop and go from just after Treasure Island to the Skyway. No delays on the Bay Bridge on the eastbound side. 280 southbound in San Francisco at Ocean Avenue, there's a minor accident just being reported involving three vehicles. No lane info on that one yet, but delays are extremely minor at the moment. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge, now you have an accident at the Toll Plaza. It's a fender bender, so you've got minor slowdowns back to about Foster City Boulevard. Weatherford BMW Berkeley has one of the only BMW certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW certified collision repair center with BMW trained technicians, 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
There you go. Well, it was a relief pitching meltdown that cost the Giants tonight in Cincinnati. Reds beat the Giants 4-3. Well, we've told you about the rain, but there's actually heavy snow pounding the Sierra, and a winter storm warning has been extended by 12 hours until 5 o'clock Friday night. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Hang on to those umbrellas. Scattered showers with the thunder possibility remains in the forecast through tonight. Mid-40s to low 50s. Live Doppler 7 HD will look very different tomorrow morning. Most of you will just be seeing cloud cover. Could see one or two isolated showers, and that's it. Mid-50s to upper 60s for your Friday afternoon with partly to mostly cloudy skies.
Your weekend is going to be cool but dry. Mid-50s to low 70s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees in Livermore. It's 61 in Fairfield. 54 in Walnut Creek, 58 Concord, 60 in Oakland, and we've got 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It is 7:37 now on the Drex Radio Show. Good
there we go.
Evening. There we go. I love it snowing the Sierras. It's about time. Better late than never, I suppose.
Christmas in May.
Who knew? Who knew? My guests are Michael and Barbara Foster, and they are the authors of Confessions of a Librarian. And we're talking about an open relationship and can affairs make a marriage stronger? And we have Michael and Barbara Foster on the line. And you know, one of the questions that I got immediately was, do you guys have children?
No, we have cats.
Okay.
So how do the cats feel about this?
The major reason we don't have children is not a question of our relationship. It's a question of I haven't had a really steady work. I've been an author. I've published a lot of books and worldwide, as a matter of fact. But you can't make a living that way these days. And I make my living in the market, and it's up and down. So I haven't had the kind of steady money you need for kids. Mm-hmm. And that was really the crucial factor.
Well, okay. And also you guys mentioned about the fact that you're well-matched and you get along so that this open relationship thing can work. And yes, Heather.
So again, I think before we went to news, you were saying, Barbara, that you traveled and you got sort of this thing out of your system of having an extramarital affair. Is that correct?
No, not one. Many.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. So you started this sort of personal journey, and then Michael somehow came into the picture, or you told him about it, or how did develop?
We started with separate vacations pretty early in our marriage, and he took up with somebody actually in San Francisco.
Yeah, and our styles are very different.
Yeah.
Barbara has always been a champion dater.
As a teenager,
she went to what is that thing in Philly?
Dick Clark's American.
Yeah,
Bandstand.
You know, she was a great.
That's where I started.
A great dancer at Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
In my teens, I started dating at 14, and I've never quit.
I've never been that way. You know. I would like to rephrase the question. Instead of just affairs, I would like to call it love affairs. Because if you don't put some emotion in it, it's trivial, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I don't even like the word affair because it brings up the wrong kind of image. You know, with me, it was romantic attachments during vacation. But we never lied because I always told Michael, and Michael always told me. And an affair, most people cheat, and we don't do that.
I see.
So it's
okay,
consensual,
so
consensual, non-monogamous, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But Barbara, you presented it to Michael first. You're like, look, I'm in Italy, and Guillermo here is making me light up in so many ways. Was it like that?
It was mutual. I think we both started in New Orleans when we were.
Yeah, we escaped New York and academia for New Orleans, and that was we got in with quite a crazy crowd and.
Okay, but this wasn't swinging. You're saying?
No. I've never done that. She has never done that. Our relationships are individual.
Usually you think of swinging as, you know, with the neighbor guy.
Oh, yeah.
But with me, it was like somebody on the Ganges or in Argentina or in Israel. And with him, he went to Haiti. I mean, we had really and have had very adventurous travels and relationships.
Yeah, a big part of it was the freedom to have adventures, the freedom to take risks. I studied voodoo in Haiti when Papa Doc was in charge, and that was quite an experience.
Wow.
And I was in Guatemala during the Civil War, and I've written a lot about this stuff. But it's a freedom to do things, and involved also are romantic episodes.
All right, let's take a phone call here. Let's go to RB in Stockton. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO with Michael and Barbara Falster.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm 70 years old. My wife is 69. And for the past 8 years, we've had an open relationship. We've been married 49 years.
Wow.
And it's just,
that's nice.
That's
fantastic. She has, you know, her friends are my friends. My friends are her friends. We go to dinner together with each other's friends. We've had them over to the house for dinner. One of my wife's best friends came over not too long ago, and I fixed him a 12-course dinner.
Oh, how nice. I wish Michael could cook.
This sounds more like what I would call polyamory, which is a movement, you know, a widespread movement. And it's very familial, very inclusive.
Oh, it's big time going on here in the Bay Area. Yes,
that's
we
right,
talk
right.
about it
that's
a lot.
It sounds sort of like what we have, too, because we've been a threesome for like over 30 years. And our third person is the cook. She's a really good cook. And I'm a terrible cook. I like to go out, to nice restaurants. So I'm one of the healthy and happy wives who always knows where my husband is.
Well, and that's fantastic, and I think that's why it works for you. And also, again, for those just tuning in here, they do not have children, so they like to travel. And by the way, since I asked you, from the beginning that you've been married so long, and that was 20, 30 minutes ago, now, if you would not be in this situation where it's okay to have separate relationships outside the marriage, open marriage, would you think that you guys would not have worked out or been together this long? You would have eventually divorced?
We would have killed each other.
Yeah, more like murder.
All right.
More like
that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. So what few pieces of advice would you give couples considering an open relationship, or especially is somebody driving home from work alone right now thinking, you know, I'm listening to the Drex Show and I'm thinking this might be able to salvage or save my marriage if I could convince my significant other that honesty is the best way to go. I really don't want to cheat and lie behind their backs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Barbara, you want to?
Well, honesty is the best policy. You know, our third person, Letha, she actually wanted to have an open relationship with her husband, and she asked, and she even mentioned, you know, the Fosters, they take separate vacations. Can we do it too? And he said no, and that was the end, you know. So you've got to be upfront with it and bring it out and talk about it and see if it's possible. And if it isn't, then you can't force it on someone.
You've also got to follow your own bent. You know, you've got to follow that inner voice. And I think for some people, monogamy is absolutely the best bet. And for other people, they shouldn't get married at all.
Right.
You know, you've got to follow your own bent. There's mm-hmm. just no universal solution. And one of the things that I really liked about Barbara's book, The Confessions of a Librarian, it's called a memoir. The subtitle is A Memoir of Loves.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, I've got to say this. I wrote the foreword. It's the first time a husband has written a foreword to
about his wife's amorous
adventures. I like the adventure part. Mm-hmm. And she went to places where I think a woman wouldn't last 5 minutes anymore. She was kidnapped on the banks of the Ganges by a huge guy in a turban and was rescued.
Yeah, I sat down and I wrote it in a fever, and it just sort of spewed out of me like 20 years of experience all in one gulp. And it was sort of a mess, and I showed it to Michael, and he really helped me with the writing and editing it and putting it together and making sense of it. So I owe it to him.
Yeah,
oh,
I should mention we've written a couple of books together, biographies of really brave women. One was an explorer of Tibet. The other was the great
Secret Lives of Alexander.
Yeah, the other was the great Civil War star, sex mm-hmm. goddess,
a dangerous woman.
Oh, yeah, perfect. So that sounds great. And your website, again, is 3lovestory.com,
right.
Correct, where people can find the book,
yep.
All of the books, correct?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, and I'm sure there's lots of people who are, you know, as I said, driving but scratching their heads mentally, thinking, you know, I want to take a look at this. Maybe I need to talk to my significant other about this because
sure.
this isn't working out. Yeah, because it beats the hell out of cheating and lying. It just does.
Well,
it
right.
just does.
And
yes, and the remorse that people go through when they have an affair and all of those horrible things.
There were a couple things you said where I was like, wow, there'd be less divorce in this country if people did
yes.
what Michael and Barbara are doing.
Right. You know,
I think so.
And a lot of people say biologically that we're just not meant to be with one partner all of our lives anyway.
Exactly.
You know, that's... And there's that.
Some people, if they get married at 20, they can stay together forever. But some people just grow apart. And why become enemies? You know, why become a deadly enemy? A lot of people, in order to get a divorce, they feel like they have to have a warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not just back off and let the other person have the freedom that they need?
That's good advice.
That's beautiful.
Michael and Barbara Foster, thank you very much for talking to us this evening, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We will take a break, and we'll be back. And when we get, we're going to go to David Letterman, and we're going to Springfield. Mr. Burns is out, and Harry Shearer claims he's been kicked out of Springfield. Oh, my God, what is happening?
I can't have The Simpsons without excellence.
And Letterman has a few things to say. But let's get to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. In Fremont, 680 northbound is still very heavy from about East Warren Avenue all the way up to Andrade. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge at the tolls are still clearing a fender bender there. Traffic is now stop and go back to about midspan. In the city, things are getting much better on the Skyway. No delays on the westbound side, but it's still stop and go on the eastbound side from 101 up to about Fremont. No delays on the Bay Bridge, though. Also in San Francisco, 280 southbound around Ocean Avenue, you got an accident there. They're still trying to clear. Still don't have lane details on that one. And near Brightside, a big heads up for you, 84 at Palomares, there's a tree that has come down across all lanes on or near a curve there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Attention type 2 diabetics, listen closely as there is stunning diabetic news that could change your life and your health. Patients are now finding that their medical doctors are having them taken off medications and insulin. You heard that right. Actually reducing and eliminating medications and insulin for type 2 diabetics. A South Bay clinic will reveal the healthcare strategies that are making this stunning trend possible during a free diabetics dinner talk. Some patients agree that emerging clinical applications are safer and more effective than their previous healthcare recommendations. To see if you qualify and to register for this free diabetes Diabetes Dinner Talk, call 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554. Space is extremely limited, so call 1-800-406-5554. Again, to qualify and register, call 1-800-406-5554.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shakalaka fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The International Champions Cup presented by Guinness is coming this summer. Experience great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The International Champions Cup presented by Guinness is coming this summer. Experience great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss.
When the economy crashed in 2008, the Fed lowered interest rates. They've been low ever since. But now the economy's improving, and most experts believe the Fed will start raising interest rates very soon. That means you should refinance your mortgage now to pull cash out of your home at today's low rates, because once the Fed starts raising rates, they probably won't stop. So beat the Fed to the punch and refi your mortgage before it's too late by making the cash call at 877-890-CASH. Today, Cash Call Mortgage is offering a 15-year fix at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You have the chance to pull tens of thousands out of your home, lock in a low rate, and pay absolutely nothing out of pocket. But you have to act now. Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Resch. Live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
He's been screwed up since the moment Homer's DNA staggered into your womb. I have no regrets about that. It was a perfect pregnancy. Didn't smoke, didn't drink, lost 3 pounds. And every night before bed, Homer would give me a little kiss. Music! Could Bart have been prenatally screwed up by the kiss music? Get up! Everybody's gonna move their feet.
Get down! Everybody's gonna leave their feet. You gotta lose your mind in Detroit. Man, this is the weirdest pregnancy craving ever.
Well, for some reason, it relaxes me. Now do that thing Gene Simmons does.
Overstay my welcome for 40 years?
And about, that's about it. Apparently, that's the way Harry Shearer feels. The Simpsons fires Mr. Burns.
What?
How can
no.
this happen? The Earth will fall off its axis. He's been kicked out of Springfield. Mr. Burns, Principal Skinner, Ned Flanders, leaving the Springfield community for good? Sounds like it. Longtime Simpsons actor Harry Shearer, who voiced those roles along with Dr. Hibbert, Otto, Reverend Lovejoy, Scratchy, and a whole lot of others.
Oh, Reverend Lovejoy.
Yeah, since the love that one. Since the founding cast, which goes back to 1989, indicated in a very public way last night that he's done. It's come to an end, at least his portion of the show, which I don't know how you go on. I mean, you've got the other voices there. You've got, you know, Marge, and you've got Homer and Bart. I guess those are the main characters, but nonetheless,
all those side characters are just so important.
Yeah.
Somebody must be able to imitate that.
But do they want to? Earlier this month, here's the deal. 20th Century Fox and Fox, you know, they lit up 22 more episodes, and they're ready to go. And they were going to go for a record-breaking 26 seasons, which is an eternity in television. And Harry apparently was the contractual holdout as the studio and the fellow cast members geared up for the production of the 27th season.
Oh.
And he just says, you know, as a member of the Simpsons cast for 23 years, I think it's fair to say we've had a great run and no one should feel sorry for us. And by the way...
Well, and he's going, what show ever lasts even a decade?
Right, right.
I never thought I was going to be using my voice this much.
Right, right. And you know, that's so long. And this is so right on what he said. He said, and given how many billions of dollars in profits profit News Corp has made, Fox, has earned from this, I find it hard to believe that this is Fox's final word on the subject. At least he certainly hopes that it isn't. But the terms of his departure remain unclear, so I don't really know what happened. I'm sure we'll find out. And Dave is getting ready to wrap. I mean, he's down to days now. And by the way, Dave's ratings are through the roof. He's beating both Jimmys hands down every single night as people are tuning in to see Dave on his way out the door. And he's going to be so sadly, it's just going to be... I was watching Julia Roberts last night on the show, and I was thinking, wow, it's just not going to be the same.
I just want to say, David Letterman, I love you, and I thank you for all of the joy and the laughs and the intelligence you have brought to us for 33 years.
I don't know what to say. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you.
We love you, Dave. And Dave's
I thought she was going to have a joke after that.
No, she was on for a long time. So, you know, it was great to see her there.
She
again.
Really said she's, that and meant it?
She's made, I think, 26 appearances on the show. So
wow.
Dave's very revealing in this piece that is published from the BBC talking about, his affair was the worst time when he had that affair up in the attic of the Ed Sullivan Theater. Remember all of that? And his heart surgery, actually, he said, was a joy. And he talks about even taking antidepressants in the past few years, actually saying that it saved his life. I think that's very brave and forward of him to discuss those private things. He's going to retire after 33 years, May 20th. We're right around the corner. You know, and he joked about his heart surgery in 2000. It was fun because people would stop by and bring him lots of gifts. It was like Christmas for him.
Can you imagine, too?
And he talked about his fight with the depression and thank God for antidepressants, how important it is for people to think clearly about depression and, you know, and if you need medical treatment or therapy, pursue it, because he had to fight to win back his wife's trust and, you know, retire and basically save his life. So, all right, happy ending. Now, we're going to go back to crazy because we're going to Bill O'Reilly next. who accuses all of us and the entire industry of rap music ruining Christianity.
Unlike David Letterman, people won't be lining up to visit him in the hospital.
Yes, and we'll be discussing millennials are just going away from religion in droves with Dr. Elizabeth Drescher on the way.
Look forward to that.
Yes, that's coming up on KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Wouldn't you love to start sleeping better tonight? Mancini Sleep World can make it happen for less as we celebrate our lowest prices of the season. We've drastically reduced prices on the largest selection of top brand quality mattresses, including adjustable comfort, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and more. Our family started Mancini Sleep World back in 1969, and we're committed to providing you a great value